there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan back in the chair hosting today with my good friend, Mr. Jeffrey Motley. And we are at the Fabulous VEASAN Studio. Last episode of the year, Mr. Motley.
Last show of the year, coming up on the last race of the year. It's 5 years. We made it 5 years. They haven't kicked us out of here yet.
Well, the studio's kind of in the South Point. I mean, you know.
I know, but. I
mean, we'll take what we can get, right?
Yeah. It's been fun, though.
been fun. It actually has been real fun, too,
at times. It was fun last week.
I was just going to say, I want to talk about some fun, though. Yeah, I want to name two people that at the start of this playoff said their dark horse for the playoffs was?
Christopher Bell.
And he had that first round that was amazing. And then he had two rounds that were abysmal until the last race of each round. And what did he do?
Walked it off.
I tell you what, two rounds in a row, too. Was that amazing? And you know, let's spout the odds real quick since we got him up on the screen. He was 12-1 to win, which, double digit to win. 350 for a top three, 220 for the group, 350 for the top Toyota.
And look, credit to his crew chief. I mean, it looked like the wrong call there to take four tires. He was mired back there in the pack with 25 to go, and he just picked his way and picked his way and picked his way through there.
The kid did a great job. You got to give him a ton of credit. But the move that everybody is talking about is not a gambling move.
It was a gamble for him.
I mean, wow. Ross Chastain to get – now, here's the deal. If there's anybody that really doesn't like Ross, I think there's no – I don't think very few people that at least listen to the show regularly know Ross and I, there's not a lot of love lost. But I've also said I bet on him many weeks, right? I've said money.
Well, give credit where credit's due.
I'll take when he was running hot, I was taking him. But Chastain's, look at the Chastain's move to Wall to earn the championship spot. His odds to win were three. His current odds are 330. He was 70-1 before the season. We talked about that extensively. Before the playoffs, 850. Before Homestead, he was 450. I mean, you want to talk about coming out of nowhere. Ross Chastain and that move. But I want to talk about that move. I wish we were allowed to play clips on I don't think we're allowed, like, actual clips on VEASAN.
Well, I think we played a clip of you getting upside down.
Well, yeah,
down
but that was me. I think we took, like, privilege on my side. But
And you know, in the social media era, this may be the most replayed, retweeted clip ever.
It was phenomenal. What he did. For years, we have joked about, hey, put dolly wheels on the right side. Let's ride the rim. Watch this. We all joke about it. One man had the guts to do it. And it doesn't surprise me that it's Ross Chastain.
And not to be Debbie Downer over here, but the I don't know if it's the ironic part about it, is that an hour and a half after the race, Brad Keselowski gets disqualified, and Chastain would have been in the playoffs anyway, even without making that bonsai move that he did, which I cannot imagine the conversation with Denny Hamlin when he's probably already back home in Charlotte saying, guess what? You're out of the top four.
But he didn't have to worry about that. Ross made sure. And listen to the in-car radios. Guys, if you ever follow like NASCAR Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, got to listen to this one. They did a round robin of all the different drivers and spotters like that were in that pack that he passed. And they're all going, holy bleep. What the bleep? Can
the
you believe
that passed.
Bleep? What?
Like even Logano, Bubba Wallace.
Even Logano went, the one oh my God, it worked. I mean, people were just going, whoa. It was amazing. It was amazing.
And who's to say he won't try it again this week if the situation
it ain't
going to
work this week, but it was just amazing.
Brennan, I got to ask you, is that really the only track where that would work?
Yes.
Like, would there be any other track?
So Jeff and I were talking about this before the show. The only other track I can think of would be Richmond, possibly. And the only reason I say Richmond is we go so slow at the center of the corner that at that very center, we're so slow that if you rim road, you might. But somebody was saying,
what about New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, the distance from that apron to the wall
so far.
Is so far.
Yeah, Martinsville's a very narrow
race. And Martinsville's flat. Bristol's too much banking. You compress. Dover? No.
No.
You know, I mean,
I would think Gateway or New Hampshire would be the
Gateway.
The longer
I didn't
tracks,
think of
maybe.
Gateway. I mean, if you want to name some old tracks, Irwindale.
Well, yeah, but those are half miles. I mean, is it anything bigger?
No.
You know,
no.
You know, yeah, you go to these tracks like South Boston and Irwindale.
The speed is too
like
high
that.
At most other places also that when you hit the wall, it's going to be a much more violent impact. So phenomenal that he did it right there. Phenomenal what he did. Just unbelievable.
And he timed it perfectly.
Oh, yeah, no, he timed that sucker. That was amazing. Let's get to more results. Our top 10, Christopher Bell, of course, we just talked about the winner. Kyle Larson was plus 350 for a top three. Ryan Blaney plus 200. And the saga of, oh my God, this season is amazing with names. Ross Chastain fourth. Bubba Wallace comes home with an eighth. Martinsville has been good to him. Chase Briscoe, who was struggling for his
Briscoe was leading with what?
20 15 to go.
15 to go he was leading. But they only took two tires on that last stop.
They
thinking
took a shot.
It was the right strategy. And it looked really good for a while. And the four tires of Christopher Bell really took over.
Took a shot. So, I mean, you got to give it to him. Prop results, Christopher Bell, of course, 350. Kyle Larson, top Chevy at 250 in second. Ryan Blaney, top Ford at 220 in third place. So our top Ford, top Chevy, and top Toyota were 1, 2, and 3. Our playoff bracket, Motley, pretty simple. Four guys. I don't think you and I really want to get into the owner's champion slash, but we will a little bit because of a Kyle Larson situation. But here is your driver's championship. Joey Logano, all even. No stage points matter.
Right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 up on the screen, but it's 1-1-1-1.
That's right.
There is no bonuses.
There's
no
their
bonuses.
Stats. Chase Elliott, 5 wins. 3 wins for Joey Chris, 2 for Ross. Number of top 20s, pretty even across the board. Heck of a race for the championship. We will talk a little bit, though, about Kyle Larson when we get into some of the odds. But let's look at Joey Logano is you know the guy we have listed first. 1 Darlington, 1 Gateway. Worldwide Technologies.
Yeah, it's still Gateway.
Okay, thank you.
And
Gateway.
Chris Blair, if you're listening, sorry, I don't want to get
you Chris.
Bad terms with the Worldwide Technology.
Vegas, but he is one of the returning champions in the playoffs. He is now at 330. We've told you all season long when to bet these guys. It's not this week. He is before the season. He was 12-1. I think you and I both maybe had said that at the start of the season. Before the playoffs, he was up to 14-1. So, I mean,
well, and no one is going to have odds if you're in the final four right now that you had at the beginning of the season. Right. Everything's going to be lower.
So now we go on to our next one, which is who we got next on here? Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell is second. C-Bell, New Hampshire, Charlotte, and Martinsville. 2 playoff wins. We talked, Motley, the 2.
2 walk-off wins. And if you're going to win the championship, what do you have to do at Phoenix?
A walk-off. There you go. This boy has ice water in his veins.
Well, and look, we have been saying since we did our preview show before Daytona, Christopher Bell was going to be a guy to watch out for this year.
Well, and here's what I want.
And I'm
look at the odds.
I'm in on him.
The odds to win. He's now 250. He's one of the favorites. He was 20-1 at the start of the season. Before the playoffs, 16-1. And right before Homestead, you and I both said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Christopher Bell is 100-1. Chase Briscoe is 400. He was 100. And we said, boom. there's the guy to put on your money on, because if he can do it again, it's going
to
be awesome.
To go from 100 to 1
to 250
to 2.6 yeah. to 1.
I mean, that's
in 1 week. That's just crazy.
Chase Elliott is, of course, our next one. He had a bunch of wins this year. Dover, Nashville, Atlanta, Pocono, Talladega in the playoffs. He is a 2020. We got a lot of stats up here for him. He was the champion 2020, most popular driver like his dad 4 times in a row. Won the 2020. He was the regular season winner this year. Those points saved him, by the way, also a couple times.
Well, no, he didn't win the regular season because he ended up being not in the owner's points. Chastain, I think, beat him in the regular season.
No.
Oh, no. I'm saying he didn't have the points after week 9.
No, he won the regular season.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're
saying. He won the regular season championship.
My bad.
I was like, right. That's those.
Right. You're talking about the first 16, first
26 races.
First 26 races. Yeah.
That was what won him had those points that saved him all the way. But his odds have been paltry all season. But we did say, you're not going to get much bigger. He was plus 500 to start the season. He's been down there the whole time. He is your odds on favorite. And of course, we already showed Ross's unbelievable what they've done with that. So those are your guys, you know, at this racetrack. Decent stats for a couple of them. Ross, once again, it's hard to do Ross's stats on something like this because
so this is the best car he's ever had here, other than what he did in the spring.
Yeah. So, you
which
know,
I
Joey
believe
Logano,
he got a top five, I believe, in his earlier this year, didn't he?
I mean, he
certainly had a good run this year, I believe. This year. But I think the interesting thing in here is we've got two guys who have won championships and two guys who are in this situation for the first time in their careers. And does it really matter?
Let me tell you something. I don't care about all that. Christopher Bell has proven that it don't matter what it is. His back's up against the wall. The boy can flat out get it done.
I don't think either one, Bell or Chastain, is going into this nervous.
And Ross was second, by the way.
Oh, he was second.
He was second.
Okay. So he had a top five and second place.
Led no laps, but second. So, I mean. The
guy who won, by the way, is not in this Final Four.
And the guy that dominated. And will he dominate again? Where we're going to have to talk about him dominating the race, you know, you got the Kyle Larson thing. When we get to the odds, we have some time because we're missing a couple of our normal bets. We're going to be able to delve a little deeper.
And how about this? Of the four drivers here, we have all three manufacturers represented too. You know, you got a Ford out there, you got two Chevys, and you got a Toyota. So I kind of like the idea that it's really, really broken up between all of them.
No, I mean, they got everybody in the mix, so that's actually kind of impressive that they're all in there. I was looking at that. I'm like, wait, it looks goofy. Oh, I know it looks goofy now. Never mind. I'm goofy. We all know that. So let's just start with that. Okay. I'll be the first to admit it. But 27, look at Joey Logano though. 27 races, 15 top tens. I mean, that's.
But you know, just getting the top 10 is not going to do it this week. I don't believe.
But I think this might be the first time you don't have to win the race to be the champion.
It will be a tight one. I mean, last year I think we saw Tyler Reddick had a really good run.
It was close.
At Phoenix. I think he got up in the mix of everybody. So, it'll be interesting.
I think I'm going to foreshadow that. I think the driver champion doesn't have to win this year. Could be the first time. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some of those reasons. We'll give you the odds to win and all the fun stuff when we return.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back in, everybody. Gone Racing, Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, and we're talking about the championship race at Phoenix 2022. Not the penultimate, but the ultimate.
Ultimate. The race. Ultimate. Sorry, we can't use your favorite word.
I snuck it
is
in
it
there.
Yours or is it Pete it's Pistone's
but
favorite
it's,
word?
I kind of grew to like it with Pete, but it's you know, I threw it in there and I got an ultimate out of it. So you and I have an interesting take on this first deal. We're going to get right to the odds to win the championship, and it starts off, of course, with the favorite, Chase Elliott, man who's won here before.
Do we need to talk about the owner situation?
Let's bring it up right here. Here's what you got, guys. Here's the odds to win the race. 230, Chase Elliott, 300, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, 400, Joey Logano, 400. Notoriously, those guys are always 1, 2, 3, 4 in the championship round. Then you go all the way down to 15-1 to Kyle Larson. Let's pause, and then I'm going to read the rest. Denny Hamlin, 18. Ryan Blaney, 20. Kevin Harvick, 25. William Byron, 30. Martin Truex, 40. Everybody's really high. Chase Briscoe, 40. Tyler Reddick, 50. 50. Kyle Busch. Bubba, 50. Then a bunch of hundreds. Daniel Suarez, Brad Kay, Eric, Alex Bowman, 250. I mean, this is the front page we're talking about here, and we're at 250-1 on the front
page. Eric Jones.
Guy that's done well and won this year.
Right.
But here's the reason they're doing that. We always have the champion win the race. Okay, do you want to do the Pythagorean theorem about why we have a different driver?
Here's the simplest way to put it. NASCAR has an owner's champion and a driver's champion. Kyle Larson's car is in the owner's final four. Chase Elliott's car is not, by virtue of the fact that Logano won, automatically his car is in the owner's points. Bell won, automatically in the owner's points. So the other two cars out there, Chastain is in there because he passed Chase Elliott on that crazy
bonsai move
there at the end. And Larson won during the final three races. So there were three winners in the car owner that automatically transferred in, and one guy pointed his way in, and it was Chastain because of passing all those cars on the last lap.
So where this started
the other factor is the money that is paid out to winning the championship
is on the owner's side.
Is paid to the winning car owner, not the winning driver.
This all started with Kurt Busch got hurt. The 45
correct.
Stayed in the points,
trickle
remember?
Down effect here.
And then Bubba Wallace won a race, which knocked people out. Ryan Blaney has never been in the owner's championship since the first round. He was not in the owner's championship at all when Austin Dillon won that race. Now what you have is you have three drivers that are the same. You have Christopher Bell, you have Joey Logano, and you have Ross Chastain. Now on the owner's side, you have Kyle Larson. This is where you and I both like this 15-1 number right here. Kyle Larson, super strong. Kyle Larson, Kyle Larson's Kyle Larson. He is 15-1. He is going to try to win a championship at the same time. We could have three burnouts on the front straightaway at Phoenix. You could have a Denny Hamlin race winner, a Kyle Larson championship owner winner, and Joey Logano as your driver. This could be very, very difficult for NASCAR.
Well, and that's the thing, the key here. If Kyle Larson wins this race,
he is the owner
champion. And Joey Logano finishes second in this race, then the money for the champion is going to Rick Hendrick on the 5 car. Mm-hmm. It's not going to Roger Penske for Joey Logano on the 22. Now, whatever Joey's contract says Roger's going to have to figure that out.
Roger's going to be out some money. So it's going to be tough, but when it comes to us betting this race,
there is incentive.
There's absolute incentive for Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson is 15-1. Kyle Larson, you go back, he's got six top tens, four top fives, and a win in the last 10 races there. Who won the race last year?
Who won last year and won the championship?
That's where I'm heading. And if you take out the race earlier this year where he blew a motor, he was third, sixth, fourth, seventh, and first, all at Phoenix.
15-1, huh?
I need it. I need something, man. I'm in the doghouse when it comes to the
our picks.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That may not even be enough to pull you out.
It isn't, but it at least can get me to somewhat respectable.
Yeah, you go pick. Maybe you pick Eric Jones, and he wins the race.
Would you pick Motley any other driver on that board to win this race?
Probably would not go beyond those top five. Although I obviously, if somebody I think like a Bubba, a Suarez, somebody like that has a chance, I think they're going
to. What about Chase Briscoe at 40-1, who dominated that race earlier this year and was leading with 15 to go at Martinsville, hasn't given up on the season, is running strong?
Well, I could see that too, because it's not like he has a teammate out there that he's got to worry about who could win the championship. If Harvick was in the Final Four, I'd say no, Briscoe's not going
to
win.
What about a Kevin Harvick, who used to own Martin's this place? I mean, 10 top 10s, last 10 races. You always ask, what have you done for me lately? Kevin Harvick has 10 top 10s in a row still.
Yeah, and you know, then the other guy out there, we haven't brought his name up, Kyle Busch. Last race ever with M&M's, with Joe Gibbs Racing. And I know Christopher Bell is in it, and Bell is a guy that Gibbs is going to put a lot of effort behind. But I think if you're Kyle Busch.
Who's the second best point getter in the last 10 races?
Is it Kyle Busch?
There you go.
Well, see, at 50-1, Kyle Busch is a really interesting pick because, you know, he's won two championships and he really doesn't have to feel any loyalty to any team or whatever. And
we've already seen what teammates of Joe Gibbs can do in other series.
That's the truth.
He won't get booed any worse than the other kid did.
Well, Kyle wouldn't wreck Christopher Bell to win the race here at Phoenix. Trust me, that ain't going to happen. Kyle Busch pretty much discovered him and brought him in through the truck series and everything else.
True, but is Kyle Busch as good as Jesus, though? I mean, sorry.
He did kind of say that.
We're not supposed to go there. We're all throwing on here.
I was going to say it's the ultimate piling on, but then again, sometimes you
just got to pile on.
You reap what you sow. So
let's get to the head to heads real quick. The head to heads. So this is interesting because once again, remember, this is a championship round race. So in the championship round, you've got some of the head-to-head guys on all the champions. We still got a few others out there that are kind of fun to look at, like you said. And I'm going to jump right off to a Kyle Busch is a plus 105 over Bubba Wallace. Is that a typo?
Yeah, that is kind of surprising.
A typo? No. I this comes from the Westgate. We get these from the Superbook. And I think somebody over at the Westgate must have hit their head this morning when they put their head-to-heads up because, I'm sorry, let me give you some stats here. Average finish is 6.6 in 10 races. Bubba Wallace, 9 races, average finish of 21.8.
Well, there's a couple others that I want to point out up there, too.
Let's hear yours, because that one to me right now,
I agree. That one is...
I'm at a loss for words right now.
That one jumps off, but the other two, so let me get this straight. We got a guy who finished second in this race at the spring, a guy who has gotten hot again lately, who is right now the most famous guy in NASCAR.
And has the highest number I've ever seen on a head-to-head from the Superbook.
And he is plus 130 to Christopher Bell's minus 150, and then plus 110 to Joey Logano's minus 130. And a plus 140 to Chase Elliott's minus 160. I mean, Ross Chastain is getting some crazy numbers for a guy that has proven he can get around this racetrack.
In a head-to-head. In a mano-a-mano head-to-head matchup.
Where you expect those two guys to be running close together all day.
Yeah. That's 140. I mean, can anybody remember if we've had a higher head-to-head number all season long than 140?
Well, it just and the fact that it's a guy that's in the championship four is what's most amazing to me.
Yeah. I mean, the Kyle Busch, that one, you know, then the others, I mean, Harvick and Blaney. Okay, I mean, Harvick and Blaney.
And it's interesting and Brad, that they put Eric Almirola and Brad Keselowski up there. And I mean, Keselowski.
I think that Wyatt just went to find that one after the Brad Keselowski getting disqualified last week and just crushing his dreams and hopes and desires.
I was really glad that Wyatt came back this week. I was afraid he was going to go into some dark place and not come out after the Brad Keselowski disqualified.
He helped me out. He made my lead that much bigger against you guys.
Yeah. Some of us had picked Brad to win his group, of which he did cross the finish line in front of his group.
That'd be somebody. But somebody picked I think it was Christopher, or what was the group you won? I forgot what it was.
Oh, Ross Chastain in Group B. That move helped us win.
Yeah, that move put Ross Chastain to the win. So That helped him.
Every bit of good luck this year went with the pit crew. You and I had more bad luck. We had bad.
I had some bad beats. I started really the season strong
beats.
Too. I'm kind of bummed. We're going to have our predictions later in the day from what we started the season with. Some of us made some good ones. Some of us made some abysmal ones.
You've got a chance. To have the champion here. So I think we both do. Actually, I think both of us.
We both have one man left. So.
At least in the final four.
Wow.
You know, and Wyatt wasn't here, so he doesn't even get to participate in the...
I'd have picked Brad. I would have lost.
Well, there we go.
And I didn't go to the second page of the odds to win because there was honestly, do I really need to talk about the rest of the page of the, page of the
he
odds would have to win?
Brad, that could be your long shot to get back in.
Did he see Brad run at the Coliseum? Oh, no, we no, didn't see right. Brad run at the Coliseum because he didn't make it to the feature.
He did not. AJ Allmendinger, 250. There's not, could I get one? I don't know. Anyway, all right, guys. When we come back, we're going to get to our group matchups, some of our manufacturer props when we return. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show for that matter? Check out the Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. While you're at it, catch up on all the rest of the VSiN shows as well.
The last time you get to read that this year.
Done for the season.
Try out, you know, you get to show off your radio voice.
My radio
With the read, you know. You could become a voice actor in another life, maybe.
What was that guy, the guy they found with the really super deep voice? Welcome back to Gone Racing. I'm Brendan Gaughan, with Jeff Muttley.
You could do the John Facenda, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah. All right, let's get out of the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and get on to the...
kind of feels like frozen tundra in Las Vegas today. It's a little chilly outside. Nice. By the way, I feel like I'm like... naked because I don't have a cowboy hat on in South Point today.
It's rodeo season, baby. So remember, PBR racing and rodeo. That's all we got.
The bull
and right
riders
now,
are here, and I
racing's
mean,
gone. Rodeo's in.
We are surrounded by cowboy hats and boots, and I'm sitting here with neither.
This is going to be the hard time of the year where you can't find a parking spot because it's all the lifted trucks take up too.
Yes, yes. It is definitely hard to find it. It's hard to find a parking spot here a lot. We know people. We swear we don't know how to get a parking garage built while you guys are trying to park in the spots.
But you've gotten really fancy now. You're putting up the thing to know how many spaces are on each level.
We got the new
sign. You've worked your way to the second level of the garage, I noticed. We only got five floors to go.
Let's go to our group matchups before we start critiquing the South Point.
Come on, it's like a free ad for the South Point we're giving here.
It is. Well, look in the background.
I was going to say, we pretty much do that every week.
Yeah. We get allowed to wear these things. All right, the odds to win the groups this week. Westgate, of course, thought off of these. And Group A has your four championship round guys, which is the right thing to do. But Chase Elliott is a big favorite in the group. 190, 255 to Seabell, 345 for Joey, and 345 for Ross. That's a pretty big gap right there
The championship four, you're right. Well, look, we're going to see Chase Elliott's plus 200 to win the championship. So if he wins this...
he wins the race, he wins the championship.
Exactly.
Go bet the championship,
so bet
instead of the group.
Don't bet the group, exactly.
No, I'm with you right there.
So there's no way I'm betting Elliott in the group. It just doesn't even make any sense. But I just think seeing Ross down there at plus 345, and again, we never, ever... We've learned our lesson, don't ever write off Joey Logano either.
Oh, yeah.
I just think this group is going to be really, really close. Those odds would make you think they don't think it's going to be close.
They're going to be first through fifth, and they got to spread out pretty
good. Honestly, I can make a bigger case for Bell, Logano, and Chastain, really, than I can. Elliott has not run that well lately. And Martinsville is one of his best tracks, and he finished 10th last week.
What have you done for me lately? Like you said, Chase has not been the usual Chase Elliott for a lot this year. So
I think there's money to be made here, and it's not on the 9 car.
I agree. There's too many other places to bet him. I mean, like you said, if you want to bet him for the win, you're going to get 230. And if you think normally the winner wins this race, you know what I mean? So I think that you absolutely have better spots so you can pick him than this group. And then 345, well, okay, I got Ross at 400 to win or Joey Logano at 400 to win the race. But we have that Kyle Larson kind of loop in there, okay, I can get just as good odds for the four-man horse race than I almost can to win the race. Go with the four-man horse race at that point.
This is where I like the Logano-Chastain bet. Absolutely.
Exactly. All right, let's get into Group B. And the guy we talked about, the owner's championship contender, Kyle Larson is your favorite at 250. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, 275. Kevin Harvick, 290. I just will go to the same thing here. Kyle Larson at 250, this is the opposite move. I think he's the odds-on favorite. You've got less of a lead for him there, a favorite there, than you do the others, where I think he is a massive favorite for this spot right here.
Agree with you 100%. And also, look behind him. Three guys who are going to show respect to the championship. Now, if you can win,
they will.
I mean, Harvick's won a championship. Blaney and Hamlin still want to win a championship. And I think when you get guys like that, they say, look, I could be in that position next year. I'm going to race these guys how I would want them to race me. Because those guys, you know, they have long memories on things like this. So, now, don't get me wrong. If Hamlin or Blaney or Harvick had a chance to win the race, then they're going to go win the race. Because then you're not affecting the championship. If you're finishing second, third, or fourth, then you might be affecting the championship. But if you're out front, then let those guys fight for second.
And Blaney, remember, we talked about how Ford put a lot of eggs in this track's basket, right, in this style place. The beginning of the season, that race early that Chase Briscoe won, Ryan Blaney led 143 laps, won the second stage. So, I mean, I agree with you, but he hasn't won a race all season. That was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Right. That just makes me want to look back over to Group A at Joey Logano more than it makes me want to look at Ryan Blaney.
So, I mean, I'd bet Kyle Larson right here is I'm going to say a lock, but he's racing for something bigger, and that respect will also be given to him moreover than the other guys. So I do like a Kyle Larson in Group B. Group C, we got a bunch of guys that some were in the championship, some weren't. We start off with William Byron as your favorite at 235, Chase Briscoe at 265, MTJ Jr. At MTJ.
Is that MTJ? What you're calling? Are we going by initials now?
Well,
I guess he's MTJ.
Junior.
He's not MTJ Jr.
Just be MT Jr.
Junior.
Yeah, MTJ Jr. 265 and Bubba Wallace at 335. If you ask me, what have you done for me lately? Chase Briscoe's been on fire. Chase Briscoe came here earlier this season. You know, flat out stomped him in a mud hole for a good part of it. But Bubba Wallace, I got to say, has probably been running the best out of all those teams.
Bubba would love to have probably about the first 10 races of the season back, because Bubba probably would have been in the playoffs. Bubba would have probably gone deep into the playoffs. I agree he's been hot, but plus 265, the way Briscoe dominated this race, you talked about the attention that Ford has paid to this track. And, you know, Briscoe's, he's one of those young guys that I think he's going to be harder to pull the reins back on than some of those older guys, you know. And I think, again, if you have a chance to win, you're not affecting the championship. You're affecting the championship if you have the ability to run third. So if Briscoe can get out in front of the field, because I think he'll qualify well, I really like the fact that he's not the favorite here and you can get a plus 265 on him.
So do I. I'm looking up Byron's stats. And Byron's okay here. Four top tens, last nine races, only nine starts for him, nine data points. You know, he won stage one, led some laps in the spring race, but ended up finishing back in 18th position after finishing first and fourth in stages. I'm with you. I kind of that 265 on Chase Briscoe is a good number. I can make the argument for Bubba, but I like the 265 Chase.
There's one guy in the next gen car that's got a Phoenix trophy sitting in his trophy case.
That's the guy in second at 265.
Exactly.
There you go. Group D, we start off with Daniel Suarez. I mean, actually, his grandfather is at the hotel right now. Just side note.
We should have had him on.
They're racing. They're doing the, what do you call it, race at the Speedway right now.
Oh, the Legends Car Nationals are going on.
His little sister is running. Or his niece.
Daniel's sister?
His niece is running. Plus 250, Daniel Suarez. Alex Bowman, 275. Eric Almirola, 275. And the cheater.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. Brad, I was just kidding, by the way. I'm just doing that for Wyatt's effect.
Brad. That was kind of hard.
Plus 290, Brad Keselowski. He gets caught with 5 pounds underweight. I'm calling him a cheater. Take 5 pounds off me, I'll be underweight. You know, right here, this is the one that I nothing is sticking out to me. Spread isn't big enough. Brad's been probably running the best out of that group. Bowman, first race back from
his head
injury.
You can't counter whether or not Brad's going to make it through Tech when the race is over. It's happened twice this year.
Motley's just a little upset. It cost him money.
It cost him money last week. So, I mean, I look at this and just go, hey, Bowman, first time back in the car. Remember how great he was at Phoenix going all the way back to the start of his career. But Bowman's first race back, I'd say let's give him some time. I look at it and I go, you know, Suarez had the best season. Brad Kay's been running hottest lately. If you want to make it a two-man race, I'll take it between Brad and him. But it's still, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I like Suarez just a little bit there. And I think how cool would it be Chastain won a championship and Suarez won the race and an upstart team like Trackhouse.
Oh, did two burnouts
do
the first
all
race?
That together. And cool. Justin Marks, who I think we all think is a pretty good Justin. Guy. You know, he seems like a really good guy who has come into this sport as kind of a little bit of an outsider, if
and
you
look,
will.
He got a team owner involved, and the guy shows up. Pitbull has been to races.
You think Pitbull will be there?
Oh, I think Pitbull will be there this weekend. Let's get to Group E. We got our man who cashes tickets. My man Chris Buescher, saw him at SEMA all week this week. He's 235, your favorite. AD3 at 285. Austin Cindric, 285. And Eric Jones, 285. My man cashes tickets.
He does cash tickets.
My man cashes tickets.
But Eric Jones cashes some tickets, too. And I don't know. I know Eric Jones didn't have a really good run at Martinsville, but Eric Jones has run pretty well down the second half of the season. Even got a win during the playoffs. And the fact that you're going to give me him at plus 285, I like Eric Jones okay here.
I don't know, man. That man, Chris Buescher, he's been cashing tickets for us.
All right.
I mean, I'm looking at stats. He finished 10th in the spring race. So, I mean, best finisher in the spring race in this car, right? I mean, it's what we're talking about, this car.
All right.
And we'll finish up Group F when we come back. We got Group F, which, of course, has some great names in Group F, by the way, when we get to it. I really like three of the names in it. And I think we're going to have some fun talking about that one. And we'll talk about it and give you our picks when we come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final segment here, Gone Racing. Final segment for the season for me and you, Jeff. Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, VSiN Studio. And we're wrapping up our last group and our got a couple manufacturers props. And
we can't go. I can't take one little dig at Wyatt. I love when he gives us a count and he goes, four.
What? No. It was.
Oh, yeah. See that thumb was. He's like, oh, is it four?
I like the day he counted you down from five and there were still 15.
Yeah, that was
went,
a good one.
Five, four, and then it was like
10.
10. We're like, well, stretch it. Anyway, we're professional.
That Nevada education
exactly.
Right there.
We have a lot of fun here, guys. We have a good time doing the show, folks. I promise you. It is a lot of fun. The hell, these guys even stay late for us because they like us so much over here, or they get paid so good for it.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's get to Group F. And Group F leads off with Cole Custer, who kind of boring with Cole Custer off the start. They're 250. I mean, really haven't talked much about him this season. Then you got The dinger at 250.
What happened to him last week? They were out to lunch. Just were not good last week. Neither one of those colleague cars were good at all last week. They were terrible.
I'm looking back.
Or Charles Barkley would say, terrible.
Oh, yeah, he finished 23rd. He was awful.
And he didn't run much higher than that all day either.
Yeah, no. And Haley was even worse. Yeah. You got the Dinger 250, Michael McDougal at 280, and Jesus himself, Ty Gibbs at 315.
Quasi public enemy number one.
I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot of hate going his way right now. You know, I look at this and McDowell, remember we started McDowell off the season where, like, McDowell has had a record season this year. I mean, absolutely. I'm really impressed with what McDowell's done. But the Dinger is just, to me, the odds-on favorite in that group.
Yeah, I like Dinger here, too. I'm with you. You know, it's a big deal for McDowell because this is his hometown track. He's from Phoenix, so it's a big deal when he goes back there to race, and he does fairly well there. Custer had a good run last week. His finish didn't show how well he ran. Ran top 10 the entire day. They were one of those that did the two-tire stop at the end, came out like second or third and ended up, I think, about 13th or 14th. But I'm with you. I think if you got to go somebody here, Allmendinger's the one that makes the most sense.
All right. So we got a couple props that we don't have our usual driver in the manufacturer prop. We have the old school top manufacturer prop that we used to have a couple seasons ago. And Chevy, of course, is your favorite minus 130. That's because you have the favorite to win the race, Chase Elliott, and you have Ross Chastain, who has turned himself into a favorite most of the time. You have Toyota with one driver at 280, and you got Ford with one driver at 345. At that point, it's a look. You have two guys in a Chevy, one guy in a Ford, one guy in a Toyota. To me, if I'm taking a unit, I'm going Ford. It's plus 345.
Well, I agree with you. And the thing is this is where you really want to bet? Because if you're saying you're betting on Joey Logano by doing this, well, you get higher odds for him to win the championship or even in his group, I think. So, I'm just not so sure the manufacturer props where I would go with my money this week.
No, but I mean, if you were looking for a, you know, kind of one of those one-off hedge bets or something like that, a 345 on Joey Logano in the Ford, you know, I mean, Chase Briscoe still dominated this race. You could get a Chase Briscoe and still get there.
And you're right. And same deal where we talked about earlier, you know, if somebody like Kyle Busch or somebody, you know, has a good race, I mean, because if he can win, he's going to go win.
All right, we talked already about the championship odds for the four guys remaining, but we did something at the beginning of this season that we made a little graphic of, and we gave our predictions to start the year, Mr. Motley. And, you know, first of all, I still can't believe that we were only one of four right on the final four. That both of us, with different drivers, were right on the final four, which was, I really still am impressed with that. I had Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, William Byron, and I got right with Joey Logano. You had Busch, Larson, Reddick, and Elliott. You got right with Elliott. So we each have we're still alive in the driver championship category.
Well, you still could have the driver to win the championship
and the owner.
Well, you have Joey Logano to win the title. I had Kyle Busch to win the title.
Well,
so
there's the
you
title.
Still have a chance to win the title.
I got one guy left, and I have the driver.
I can win an owner. Because I had Larson as well. We both had Larson in the owner deal.
But I still have the driver up there. I'm still alive in the driver category. Yes, I see it also, Wyatt, and I'm laughing about it. The driver to win the title is I'm alive. We did both name Tyler Reddick as breakout driver. I'm going to say that we both were correct, but with an asterisk.
I think there were multiple breakout drivers. I think Christopher Bell's clearly a breakout driver.
Yes.
Ross Chastain is certainly
absolutely
a breakout driver. So I think all three of those guys.
If you're going to give me a breakout driver category, I would give you three, and almost partially a four. Chase Briscoe really at the end of the season broke
and he won
through.
Early.
And he won early, but really did decent stuff at the end of the year. So I will give that.
The new car really lended itself to seeing some new guys coming. I mean, we saw Bubba Wallace get a win this year. We saw Eric Jones get a win this year. We saw multiple guys get up there. So,
but Tyler Reddick, absolutely a breakout season for him. Great job to that young man.
He got him
Bell.
Another ride.
Yep, and got a big ride too for next year. Christopher Bell, of course, in the championship four should be in there, and Ross Chastain. So I think we're right on that one. Rookie of the year, we both got rookie of the year.
Had that locked up pretty much after week one when Austin won the Daytona 500.
And this is where the drivers who will disappoint the most.
I got something,
Brad,
right?
I will say, Jeff Motley, you absolutely crushed me in this category because MTJ was absolutely just disappointed greatly this season. I listed Ross Chastain as one to disappoint. And I think that if there is enough egg to be thrown at me in this casino... You can throw them on me right now.
See, I think you committed a cardinal sin.
I thought with my heart, not your head.
Now, I'm not sitting here saying that I thought Chastain was going to have the year he had. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see, to me, for you to be a disappointment, you have to have done something. And Ross really hadn't done anything going into this year. So I wouldn't have even qualified him to be on the disappointment list. So okay. I was a little surprised you went there. But then I said, okay, this is a heart pick over the head pick.
Yeah, you know, so. Sometimes the heart can have hate in it too. And see, that's what happens. You got hate in your heart, let it out.
Is that like a country song?
Me and Chris
or Taylor Swift's song.
Me and old Chris Justice, you say it to each other all the time. Anyway, so that was our picks at the start of the year. I'm just saying I'm still live with Joey Logano. And if I had him at the start of the season, I had him at, I think it was 16-1. So, wait, does that get to count? Wait.
No.
Does that get to count towards my final standings?
Survey says.
Whoa.
I wasn't here for it, so I can't vote. So.
No.
You got to ask Ann.
It's not a bet.
I'm still alive.
We pick five a week.
You guys suck. I just wanted
to. You know, if you believed in Joey, you'd have had him win at Vegas.
All I know is Brennan just said that we suck, and look at the standings.
Yeah, I suck. I started off strong this season, and I faded like I think I hit harder than an atomic bomb.
I'm still upset over losing Keselowski in Group D to his disqualification.
I started early, then you've led from like week six, I think, all the way to like week 33, and then you are on a deeper trajectory than I am.
I pretty much turned into the New York Yankees of picking NASCAR bets here. Because the Yankees had like the best record in baseball on like July the 1st. And where are they? World Series is going on right now.
Same
where
place
are the Yankees?
Same place the Dodgers are.
Same
They're
place.
Watching it from their couch.
Exactly.
So I am
abysmal
this
Sunday
season.
Too,
I am minus 29 points on the season, folks. So let me, before I give you my four picks, that I'm going to tell you that I am trying to do my best impersonation of Christopher Bell. And I am hoping that somebody can really step up here for me. I am taking four race winners. Only one of them will get me back. Three of them will get to the positive side. One of them just gets me respectable. I'm doing Kyle Larson to win, Chase Briscoe to win, Tyler Reddick to win, and Kyle Busch to win. I need something. And then I'm just going to go AJ Allmendinger in Group F because I love picking Group F. And I love it. I was going to go Chris Buescher just because he cashed tickets. But Dinger got a little more return, so.
All right.
You're second now, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've been second for a while now.
You're second.
Yep, thanks. I'm also going Kyle Larson to win. So if he wins, you and I will make up the same amount of points. The rest of mine, I'm going into the groups. I'm taking Joey Logano in Group A. Don't know why, but I like the number there. And I think Joey's going to win the championship. Group B, I'm going Kyle Larson, plus 250. Group C, Chase Briscoe. And Group E, I'm going Eric Jones.
Joey Logano wins. I get 16.
No, okay. I know you're doing trying to be subliminal. It's like reading the backside of a Beatles album or something. But
please, all right, quiet. for the pick crew, I think you can guess who we think are going to win the championship. We got Ross Chastain to win plus 400. I'm also going to take Chastain over Chase Elliott plus 140. Go with Kyle Larson to win Group B at plus 250. Chase Briscoe to win Group C at 265. And final race of the year, you got to go with the man, the myth, the legend. Brad Keselowski to win Group D plus 290. I can make that pick because Isaiah's out of town.
And he probably won't have his car torn down this week because they're not going to do it 2 weeks in a row.
Well, Mr. Motley, that is our season for Gone Racing.
Who's your champ? I say Logano wins it.
I got to say I think Logano is going to win it.
Logano? Who do you think, Wyatt?
Go with Chastain.
All right. There's our final picks for the season on Gone Racing. We appreciate you guys all year long, Motley. You know, we've had an interesting year. Ups and downs of life happen, but we made it through another one. Amazing car, great season, and thanks always. Appreciate being here with you and all to all the folks at VSiN. Thank you guys behind the counter, downstairs.
Great crew. I wouldn't want to sit up here with anybody other than you, man.
Only two people that put up with each other this much, me and you.
And we've been doing it for like 20 years, putting up with each other. So
everybody, thank you guys. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Enjoy the final race. Enjoy Phoenix. Go cash some tickets. Have some fun, everybody. See you next year.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.